Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert, an everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
Well, just keeping you up to date on all your streaming service options. Paramount Plus, the new rebrand of CBS All Access, will make its debut on March 4th. Now, Paramount Plus will feature all the content from CBS All Access and will also feature dedicated channels for Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, and Comedy Central. You get about 30,000 titles if you want to subscribe to Paramount Plus.
Oh my gosh, stop! Stop with this.
Is it the Paramount Network shows like Yellowstone?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, all that stuff is going to be there. Well, Julia, you know, I was going to say that there's a new Los Angeles Times report that has a new definition for what is called when you cancel a subscription service after you're done watching your shows. It's called churn.
Yeah.
You're all churning. Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are churning, and it's not just butter. It's like when you're done with your show, you cancel. And it's a really big problem.
Yeah.
To your point, because your response to this story is exactly the reason why.
We have stream fatigue.
I do. But yet we need it.
Yeah,
I'm willing to pay for anything.
Right.
I'm willing to pay for any form of entertainment right now. It really is the truth.
I mean, isn't it, though? Did want to go back. We mentioned this in the 3 o'clock hour. Olivia Rodrigo's song Driver's License debuted at number one in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's her first number one song. If you don't know who Rodrigo is, she got her start on the Disney Channel, just like many pop stars. She was on the show Bizardvark in 2016 and was also featured in High School Musical, the musical,
the series
right. in 2019, if you follow that, the series about High School Musical.
And she's the Vanessa Hudgens of that series. And the song is about the guy who's the Zac Efron of that series. In real life and on the screen for their High School Musical, the musical, the series, they were a couple. Matching the High School, the musical. Oh my God.
Well, we got all that straight.
Yes,
who's on first? Finally, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles back to work today on their new movie, Don't Worry, Darling. Olivia Wilde shared an Instagram photo of what looks like the director of photography shooting and said, "We're back with the camera." So rest assured, they're back at work, maybe having some trailer time together.
All right.
Well, that's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out mytalk1071.com. Or download the MyTalk app.